We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, health-conscious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobed 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbed 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU band and Intersat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobed 2 and Hotbed 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Center and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Telerán Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoh Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Brazilian government donates $580,000 for Angolan refugees. In media news, the United Nations Children's Fund or UNICEF honors an Iranian radio program. In peace news, Bali, Indonesia holds a gathering to celebrate harmony. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 16, is the International Day of Tolerance, began by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, in 1996. This occasion is for promoting understanding, appreciation and respect of all nations, peoples, religions and cultures. It is also a time emphasizing that tolerance is essential for peace, democracy and sustainable development. Activities include educational seminars, photo exhibits, and media outreach to share news, encouraging dialogue and the recognition of the many gifts of a diverse world. May each citizen of the planet have an insightful International Day of Tolerance.
Fly-in news. Heavy rain and hail claim lives in Argentina. Officials reporting on Tuesday, November 15th, stated that at least three people died in storm-related auto accidents the previous day as rains caused river levels to rise and winds were recorded at speeds of up to 100 kilometers per hour. The greater Buenos Aires area, as well as Mendoza, Santa Fe, and Cordoba provinces, were among the most impacted. Flooding houses in departments such as Luján de Cuyo as evacuations were conducted throughout the region. Heavy rains in the Buenos Aires provincial town of Bragado also resulted in severe flooding, and the strong winds caused a school roof to be torn away, with officials saying that there were miraculously no injuries. In Cordoba, police closed two roads after the storm made them impassable. Highway and other personnel began working immediately to clear debris and restore service operations.
Conveying our love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members to please check with the local governments to find out whether any help was required, asking that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable, as she said that financial aid would be available for urgent needs.
We thank those who are working to alleviate the distress of the storm-affected people, as we also convey our gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's care and concern. May such unexpected weather hazards subside as humanity adopts lifestyles that promote harmony on our planet.
Quakes strike US, Indonesia, Haiti and Turkey. On Sunday, November 13th, at least 8 tremors registering up to 3.3 in the Richter scale were recorded at the Kilauea volcano on the US island of Hawaii after the lava lake at the summit's caldera began to sink. Elsewhere in the US, a 3.0 magnitude earthquake was felt in Southern California as it hit 5 kilometers north of Moreno Valley. On Monday, a powerful tremor measuring 6.3 on the Richter scale rocked eastern parts of Indonesia as it hit 200 kilometers southwest of Ternate in the Maluku Islands. Also that morning, a 4.0 magnitude quake rattled Haiti, 60 kilometers west of Port-au-Prince. As the seventh in a series of unusual tremors to occur in the Caribbean islands since Saturday, experts conveyed concern that this may signal the start of more frequent seismic activity in the region.
In the early hours of Tuesday, a magnitude 5.2 earthquake struck in an area of eastern Turkey that is still striving to recover from the effects of two powerful tremors. Centered 30 kilometers northwest of Van, this tremor followed two of magnitude 4.6 and 4.7 that had occurred just hours before. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries, and no tsunami warnings were issued for any of the events. Thank heaven for the protection of the quake-shaken residents. May such potential disasters quickly be curbed in our striving for greater consideration of all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
ra đời hồng hào cho núp ních tôi cùng mẹ vui chơi à. Người nhìn tôi yêu ấy khen tròn chính sinh ơi mỗi ngày người qua thăm đem nước mắt sâu ngon ồ mẹ con tôi cảm kích hàm ân trọng nghìn vàng tôi sống đời êm đẹp trông che chở của trai lực lưỡng vạm vỡ như hùng voi dồn bẹp thân bé nhỏ vào giỏ em rụng trời không phương gì chăn trở ôi địa ngục
veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 434. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I love love this city. This city has
honorary
given...
Honorary Oscars really Gala awards three recipients. The third annual Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Governor's Award Ceremony was held on Saturday, November 12th to celebrate the lifetime accomplishments of 89 years young U.S. makeup artist Dick Smith, multi-award winning actor James Earl Jones, and renowned television host, actress, and producer Oprah Winfrey. Among Mr. Smith's accomplishments are his pioneering abilities in creating special makeup effects for actors in top box office films, as well as his generosity of spirit in sharing his skills with the next generation of artists. U.S. actor James Earl Jones, who is currently starring in a London, UK stage production of Driving Miss Daisy, was recognized for his six decades of contributions to the cinema, and Ms. Oprah Winfrey was honored with the John Herschel Humanitarian Award for her outstanding work throughout the years that has brought benefit to so many others. Our hats off, Mr. Dick Smith, James Earl Jones, and Oprah Winfrey, for your deserved distinctions. May you be blessed with vibrant health and ever more success as you continue to share your talents and uplift hearts around the world.
Russian rocket lifts off at International Space Station. Despite conditions of snow and extreme cold, the Soyuz TMA-22 space capsule launched on time Monday morning, November 14th, from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, headed for the International Space Station, or ISS. On board, U.S. astronaut Daniel Burbank, along with Russian cosmonauts Anton Shkaplerov and Anatoly Ivanishin, sent a thumbs up once they were safely in orbit. Monday's successful launch eases concern that the ISS will be left unattended for the first time in more than a decade, as the three astronauts working there since June are scheduled to return next week. The new ISS team will be welcoming another three crew members on December 21st, as well as conducting dozens of scientific experiments and participating in the launch of a new era of space technologies, in which commercial space exploration companies take part in delivering supplies to the space station. Bravo, International Team in Russia, for your successful launch. Wishing you fruitful and fulfilling work together as we look forward to hearing more about your exploration and accomplishments in space.
Save our planet. Concerns raised as plastic bags litter the oceans. The first enforcement effort in the U.S. to halt the spillage of pre-production plastic, or nurdles, into the waters of California was recently launched by the San Francisco Bay Regional Water Quality Control Board, State Water Resources Control Board, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. A government-ordered environmental cleanup has since begun in San Leandro, where thousands of fish and birds are believed to have perished or fallen ill after mistaking the tiny bits of plastic for food. The UN estimates that 6.4 million metric tons of plastic debris are polluting the world's oceans, spread across five major gyres or swirling regions of plastic soup. As Jared Blumenfeld, regional administrator for the EPA, explained, plastic can take between 500 to 1,000 years to break down completely, with tragic effects meanwhile, such as albatross and other seabird chick deaths caused by their parents mistakenly feeding them bits of plastic. Captain Charles Moore, who co-authored Plastic Ocean, a new book about his discovery of the gyre known as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, warned against the proliferation of plastic, saying, "It's not hard to make the connection that fish are getting tangled up in this, that we're turning the beaches into plastic sand, that there are deleterious consequences of our trash."
Our thankfulness, Captain Moore, San Francisco Bay Regional Water Quality Control Board, State Water Resources Control Board, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, Charles Moore, and environmentalists working to raise awareness and reduce plastic waste. Let us strive to protect Earth's waters and our precious animal cohabitants by leading more eco-conscious lifestyles.
During a January 2011 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded to a question about the harmful effects of ocean litter, also addressing our responsibility to be kind stewards of the ecosphere.
It's very, very harmful. It's very harmful. If we damage the ocean, we threaten our own lives. Because we know that every second breath of our existence came from the ocean. And physically speaking, the ocean is very important to our well-being. You know, supply oxygen, neutralizing pollution, supporting marine lives, which in turn also supporting our lives, because the animals supporting our lives as well, you know that? So damaging the ocean is almost like damaging ourselves. It's just the effect that we don't always see immediately. That's why people do not stop doing what they do. And the oceans suffer greatly right now. I hope they do know and practice and try to stop the destruction of the planet and ecosystem on this planet, including marine lives and the ocean life. Very simple. Do good, be veg.
Save Our Planet, collecting signatures for the Have Faith, Act Now campaign. African religious groups joining calling on the world's leaders and governments to commit to a fair and ambitious agreement in the upcoming December Climate Change Summit, or COP17, to ensure the survival of future generations.
Save Our Planet, speaking at Stanford University in California, USA on November 10, 2011, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan warns that action to halt climate change is imperative to keep the food crisis from worsening, as he also points out that meat and dairy consumption diverts grain from being able to directly feed people.
Save Our Planet, with September 2011 in Mexico being the driest month on record in the last 70 years, Senator Maria del Socorro Garcia Quiroz reports on November 9, 2011 that 80% of corn and beans crops have been lost to climate change-induced lack of rainfall that has affected 28 states across the country.
Number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm very happy about being a wholesome vegan. Here's a tip of the day. Standard doorknobs can sometimes be a challenge for elder folks to open. Consider replacing them with lever-style knobs, which are easier to operate. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, the Brazilian government donates $580,000 for Angolan refugees. The funds will go to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to support a resettling and repatriating program for Angolan refugees in neighboring African countries. Official sources report that more than 50,000 Angolans living in Zambia, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Namibia, and Botswana will like to return to their nation. Our sincere gratitude and heaven's blessings, Government of Brazil, for your generous commitment to Angolan brethren. May all those displaced be graced with quick and safe returns to secure residences and prosperous livelihoods in your homelands.
In media news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, honors an Iranian radio program. My Child, which airs on Salomat Radio, won the 2011 UNICEF Regional Award for International Children's Day of Broadcasting. It features two children performing the show for a group of young people in the studio. Ms. Mitrao Ziai is the producer of the program, which addresses concerns of children. Our congratulations, Ms. Mitrao Ziai and My Child, on this wonderful accolade. May the lives of youth continue to be enhanced through enriching media. Up next on Noteworthy News, Indonesia's Echo of Peace brings individuals together to pray for a harmonious world. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. Please stay tuned for more beneficial news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, magnanimous news for a more benevolent world. In peace news, a celebration of harmony is held in Bali, Indonesia. Local government officials, religious leaders, and many others attended the 9th Echo of Peace in Denpasar, the capital city of the province. The event started with a symbolic padayatra, or circling of the square by all participants, while various hymns were sung. Religious leaders were then invited onto the stage to pray together. Festive entertainment from various heritages, including beautiful traditional dancing, was also part of the activities of the day. A highlight of the gathering was all attendees praying together for peace. Leading the occasion was the governor of Bali province, His Excellency Imare Magu Pastika.
All the rest of our life, we have to implement the peace and harmony among the human beings.
Nama saya Ketua Darmike, Ketua Panitia Gema Perdamaian yang ke-9, menyampaikan salam kepada Supreme Master TV dan semua pemirsanya seluruh dunia. Salam damai untuk saudaraku semua seluruh dunia.
Our heartfelt appreciation, Your Excellency Imare Magu Pastika, Mr. Kirktuk Darmika, and all participating Bali citizens for your ongoing commitment to a tranquil future. May your country and every nation of the world be blessed with lasting joy and serenity.
Time to share some laughter with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Patch of Grass.
See the worn-out patch of grass there? Do not walk on it. Walk on the pavement to help the grass grow back.
Okay, Mum.
2 hours later, Sue came inside the house, exhausted.
Mum, how much longer do I have to walk on the pavement till the grass grows back?
And now for our viewers' heartlines on the secrets of the universe revealed with Dolores Cannon on science and spirituality. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Brilliant series. Thanks for sharing. May from Australia.
I consider the view of Dolores Cannon a great tool to help us understand the information in the Bible. Phoenix from Brazil.
Well-wishing May and Phoenix. It is wonderful to hear from you. Renowned author and speaker Dolores Cannon's deep insights into the profound evolution happening on the Earth at the present time are inspirational. Her message that the adoption of the plant-based diet is very necessary to accommodate these changes is also significant. May you and the gracious people of Australia and Brazil be ever more blessed with inner bliss and compassion.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May the eternal love of heaven soothe your heart and elevate your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon meets with Vice President and Prime Minister of United Arab Emirates and ruler of Dubai, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, to discuss regional and international issues, as he also commends the nation's ongoing generosity in helping the less fortunate.
President Hu Jintao of China meets with his Alexis or Vietnamese counterpart, His Excellency Trung Thung Sang, for discussions of expanded cooperation opportunities as both acknowledge the importance of their country's cordial ties.
People in at least 15 countries across the globe convey thoughtful gestures in commemoration of World Kindness Day, a movement first initiated in Japan with the goal of inspiring people toward actions that connect humanity and nations to create a kinder world.
Iraq's President Jalal Talabani and Iraqi Kurdistan Regional President Masoud Barzani lead mediation efforts to diplomatically resolve a border dispute between the Turkish government and the Kurdistan Workers' Party toward a goal of lasting peace in the region.
Thanks to government-supported programs that include free lunches, distance learning and subsidies for less fortunate families, more children in the Philippines are enrolling in primary school, helping the country reach its UN Millennium Development Goal in education.
In an historic expression of unity, Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai together appeal for peace as they ask fellow citizens to set aside all political violence and respect everyone's rights to hold campaign meetings.
Leaders of the eight member countries of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, or SAARC, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bhutan, Maldives and Afghanistan signed several agreements to expand trade and foster further cooperation among their nations.
Emmy award-winning U.S. talk show host Ellen DeGeneres is appointed by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as Special Envoy for Global AIDS Awareness to assist in efforts of support and saving lives, while the U.S. pledges an additional $60 million U.S. dollars to Sub-Saharan Africa for treatment and prevention of the disease.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.